How's it going? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
Okay, hey everybody. We're going to do some Energy Awareness Training Q&A. Just want to give you a couple of riffs. Short and sweet. Okay. I have my friend Dante with me. And you guys see that we make regular contributions here on all the social media platforms. And we have a lot of questions that have come back to us. Dante is my social media director and a great guy and a healer in his own right. And he's assisting me in getting the word about energy awareness training out to the world. So he is the one that usually interacts with all the people, and he's the master of questions. And so I'll let you take it away from here, Dante.
Awesome, Glenn. Thanks. Thanks for having me. What's up, guys? Yeah, just like Glenn said, we have a ton of questions from Instagram and Facebook, and we're just gonna have it as like a Q&A style. I'm gonna give Glenn a question. He's gonna dive into it, give you guys some value, and hopefully we can get through all of these and give you guys a ton of value at the end of this throughout this whole video. So without further ado. Number one, Glenn, how do emotions get stuck?
Well, let's talk about what kind of emotions we're talking about. There's two kinds of emotions. There's high vibration energy emotions, happiness, joy, peace, love, understanding, a passion, creativity, etc. And there's low vibration energy emotions, anger, worry, stress, fear, doubt, etc. So when somebody says my emotions are stuck, what they're saying is that I'm in a low vibration energy frequency. In other words, I'm feeling emotions that I don't want to feel. And usually when somebody feels anxiety, stress, or worry, they feel stuck because the purpose of that energy is to take you down. Remember what I've taught you, if you've heard, seen any of my videos, we're dealing with two energies, two titles of energies of all the multiples that are working. High vibration energy, we'll put it over here, and low vibration energy over here. High vibration energy wants us to be happy, joyful, and free, and have a great life. Low vibration energy wants to block that, take us down into suffering and misery. And that's why we have an interaction every day with both energies. So when somebody says, you know, my emotions are stuck, it means that your high vibrational energies are not flowing. You're not happy. You're not free. You're not joyous. And that means you've been stuck into a low vibration energy frequency. So in energy awareness training, when we recognize that we're stuck in a low vibration energy frequency, we know that energy wants to pull us down. We know it wants us to feel even worse. So what we do is we have tools and trainings and methods to be able to neutralize this guy, dissolve the process and dissolve this energy and expand all the stuff that we do want, which is the high vibrational energy.
Awesome. Awesome. What are your thoughts on cannabis? Because a lot of people think that, you know, it doesn't have any negative side effects. It's not like cocaine or something. It's good for the body, has a lot of great health benefits. But from an energetic standpoint, what do you think about cannabis? What are your views on it yourself personally?
That's a great question. Actually, there's two parts to that. When you say it has a lot of benefits, usually it's the oil, it's the CBD oil that has the benefits for it. And I take CBD oil. It's recognized now by nutritional scientists having tremendous value for the body. There are even people claiming that the CBD oil has shrunk their tumors and all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying it does, but I'm saying that's what people are reporting. So the CBD aspect of it is great. Smoking pot, when you smoke pot, you're intoxicating yourself. You're getting stoned and you're altering your mental frequencies. Now, some people like to do that, and that's the way that they, quote, relax. Well, unfortunately, smoking pot dumbs you down. And I remember Cheech and Chong growing up, you know, when people are smoking, like, it's like you're stoned. What, yeah. Another way of saying that is you're not in your full mental capacity. You're not as sharp. You're not, your brain synapses aren't working as clearly. You basically dumbed yourself down to feel good. And I personally don't do it. I don't recommend it, because you can learn how to feel good with your own energy. And it doesn't cost you any money. And it doesn't, you don't have to smoke it. And you don't have to worry about being in trouble with the law, although they're decriminalizing it now. So I'm just saying, if people ask me about it, I see there are better ways for you to, first of all, I ask, why do you smoke pot? To relax, to feel better, to deal with the stress in my life. Okay, great. Well, another alternative is to learn energy awareness training, so you can do that naturally. So that's my feeling on that.
Awesome. I'd like to quickly add on that. You know, before working with you and working with you, I was hanging out with a lot of musician buddies playing gigs, and I would smoke weed. I was still smoking cigarettes at the time, drinking a ton. And since working with you, I've ceased smoking cigarettes, drinking altogether, and smoking weed. I have my dispensary, medical card. But the thing I've noticed is that I feel great doing my platform in the morning. That's actually going to tie into the next question. Doing my platform in the morning, you know, and being aware of, like, okay, what am I feeling? Am I an LVE? Am I an HVE? Where am I at? Checking in throughout the day, taking a break, doing some breath work. That in and of itself has put me in such a great mood and has allowed me to cease these destructive habits. So I just want to thank you really quick, because without that, yeah.
You're welcome, Dante. And for the people who don't know what a platform is, in energy awareness training is a method that I teach to learn how to become energetically aware of the hidden energies that are influencing us every day. See, if you're walking this planet, you're being influenced by energies inside you. Stuff you got from your parents, beliefs, energies that are handed down from your ancestors, traumas and upsets that have happened to you. All of these things we recognize now are energies, and they're either energies that want to help us, or they're energies that want to hurt us. And unfortunately, we have a lot of energies inside us that are low vibration energies that have stuff that's happened to us. And if you don't get it, first of all, you don't recognize it, then you're walking around with a blindfold in life. And if you do recognize it, the second part is to learn how to process and dissolve that energy so that it doesn't affect you anymore. So in my trainings, I teach daily exercises, what we call a platform, which are these energy stacked on the exercises stacked on one another to clean your energy out from all low vibration, fear, worry, stress, and to have you vibrating in a high vibratory frequency, in high vibrational energy. So you never want to believe it. When you leave your house, you're radiating an energy, good, bad, or ugly. And the energy that you radiate comes back to you. So if somebody leaves the house depressed, guess what they're going to create today? If somebody's worried about their job or worried about their relationship, that's an anxiety frequency that's going to create more of the same. So we want to neutralize any low vibration energies. Just like we take a shower every day, clean off the dirt, we want to clean out all the stress, the anxiety, and the worry. So when we leave the house, we are in a high vibration energy, happy, joyous, free, content. Not just mentally, but we're feeling that way through our whole body. And that in turn brings more happiness, more joy, more high vibrational energy. So the message is, either you control your energy or the low vibration energy controls you.
Amazing, amazing. Leading into the next question about platforms, some of the students have said that, you know, what do you do when you're slacking on the platform exercises? Like when you just skip a day, you just don't feel it. Or you kind of, maybe you do one and then just like, whatever, I'll do tomorrow. Like, what would you tell them to handle that?
I would tell them that you're being played by the low vibration energy. Okay, because understand what we do. These platform exercises we do, they identify and they neutralize the low vibration energy. And they take you into high vibration energy. Well, In my training, I teach is that these two energies are trying to influence you every day. The high vibration energy wants you to go higher. The low vibration energy wants you to go lower. Now, Understand, the high vibration energy is the strongest energy. When you're in high vibration energy, you don't have to worry about low vibration energy. You're completely protected. You're in a frequency that's moving up and out. So the only way that the low vibration energy can operate, remember, its job is to pull you out of high vibration energy. That's its job. And every day it approaches you. Every day it comes to you. It delivers like Domino's pizza in your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, trying to make you think thoughts of worry, fear, and as it plants these energies, it's suddenly trying to pull you down. Well, hey, when we recognize low vibration energy, we want to immediately process it and neutralize it and move back into a high vibration energy field. So what you don't recognize is that you're listening to the low vibration energy, because its job every morning for somebody who knows the platform and energetically aware is, oh, you can skip a day. Oh, you're too busy to do it. Oh, well, we'll do it later. And that's the same energy, the same thought process that rob you of your life, that rob you of your full potential, that rob you of moving towards the things that you want. So when we learn to neutralize those thoughts, energies, and emotions, and change the frequency, we're now in control. So I would say to those people, if you're serious about taking control of your energy, and if you're serious about moving forward, you've got to commit hell or high water every morning to doing your platform. Because the low vibration energy is sitting like a vulture waiting for you not to do it, waiting for and feeding you excuses. You're too busy, you're in a rush, you'll do it later. Why? So you'll walk out of the house unprotected in a vulnerable energy field. And what's that vulture going to do? Sweep down and start creating more low vibration energy. I'll tell you what, Dante, being energetically aware is the quality of your life. It's the quality of whether you live a happy life or a sad life, whether you're abundant or whether you're in lack, or whether you're going to be fulfilled or whether you're going to live a life of regret. It's all in your hands, and it's all connected to energy, what you do or what you don't do.
Brilliant. And the thing I've noticed, when I'm in a state of high vibrational energy, I'm like almost watching things with a step, like stepping back from them. Whereas when I'm in LVE, or, you know, in the past when I have skipped days, and I'm in this state of like, I'm easily reactive to everything. And normally, you know, being in a state of high vibrational energy, I'm like grounded in who I am, my values, where I'm going in life, what I want, you know, adding value, serving, laughing. When I'm in LVE, it's just massive reactivity. And, you know, normally someone maybe might suggest something like, oh, let's go do this. And instead of saying like, no, I might think about it for a second. I might pause. I might go, oh, yeah. And then it just leads to another situation and another situation, and just kind of goes downhill like very, very quickly. And same thing, like skipping your platform, then maybe you eat some crappy food, then you feel worse. It's crazy how it spirals out of control.
And these are when I talk about the hidden energies. See, every human being has got hidden energies influencing them every day. Everybody out there. And these energies are either influencing you to move down into lower vibration, into more suffering or misery, or the high vibrational energy. The thing about it is that the way the energies work, the energies that you don't want come to you every day. They deliver. They show up every day. Those are the ones you don't want. The ones you do want, you have to make an effort to connect to them. You have to do something to be in a high vibration energy frequency, or else this guy is going to remind you of everything that's not working in your life, everything that you should be worried about, etc. So, you know, it's like, what do you need to do to be out of shape? What do you need to do to be out of shape?
Don't go to the gym. Just sit
Nothing.
On the couch.
Keep eating. You don't have to do a thing to get what you don't want. But however, if you want to be in shape, you got to put some effort out, right? You got to work out or walk or do, you got to do something to initiate the energy, because high vibration energy is moving. It's moving. Low vibration energy isn't moving. It's stuck. It's a couch potato. doesn't want to move. It's heavy. It's dark. It's thick. So when you recognize that, I immediately, if I ever get any kind of low vibration energy trying to attack me or trying to mess with my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, I immediately start moving energy. I'll move the energy with my thoughts, or I'll move it with my breath, or I'll move it with exercise, or I'll get up and walk around. Move the energy, and you're connected back into the high vibration energy. Don't move, and the low vibration energy's got you.
Awesome. Next question. How do I tune into my intuition and inner voice?
Okay. Great question. So our inner voice and our intuition is high vibration energy. So when we do that, we're able to access higher dimensions or higher energy fields than the normal waking state. The normal waking state, I call it, is the third dimensional reality. And when we try to figure stuff out in the third dimensional reality, there's stuff that we can figure out, there's stuff we can't figure out. We don't know. And a lot of times in the third dimensional reality, we make decisions based on logic, right? Have you ever gotten in a relationship with someone and it was the logical thing to do? She seemed nice or he seemed nice, and you seem to get along and seem to have a good time. So the logical move is, well, let's get involved. And then you get involved and it's good for a while, and then it shifts. The energy shifts, and then it turns bad, and it turns into something you didn't sign up for. And there's yelling, there's screaming, and then there's, you know, a bad breakup. And you're licking your wounds going, ouch, you know, why did I do that? Well, you did it because you said, if only I knew then what I knew now, I never would have done it. Well, in energy awareness training, our definition of wisdom is the ability to see the results of your actions before you do it, not after, because after you're going to suffer. How about seeing what's going to happen before you suffer so you can make the decision if you want to do that or not? And most of us, if we could turn back the clock on our bad decisions, we wouldn't have gone. If we had known then what we know now, we wouldn't have done it. So this is the importance of being able to recognize the energies. Now, once the low vibration energy wants to cause static, it wants to cause interference, it wants us to fill our heads with thoughts, with gobbledygook. Because when we're constantly thinking or worried or anxious, we're connected to low vibration energy. And when you're connected to low vibration energy, you can't connect to your intuition because there's too much static, like getting a radio station. You know, you want to get your radio station. If there's static or turbulence, you're not going to be able to get, you got to get that right frequency. So you got to be able to quiet the mind and to be able to disconnect the low vibration energy so you can be in high vibration energy. And high vibration energy, by and large, is silence. What part of our platform is the ability to do the energetic breathing and then move into greater spaces of silence. And when you're silent with a quiet mind, that's how you create high vibrational energy. That kicks in your intuition. That kicks in your ability to know beyond intellect what the right move for you is or isn't to do. So in order to connect in your intuition, you got to release the stress and the turbulence and the interference. And when you're in a high vibratory state, as I show you how to get into when you do your platform exercises every day, that's how you can naturally access intuition.
Brilliant. What would you say to someone who is very emotionally stifled in social situations?
Well, I know that feeling because I used to be that way myself. And what it is, again, the hidden energies. What happens to guys or gals if you're in a social situation is all of a sudden you start hearing this voice in your head. See, all of us have a voiceover in our head. And most of the time, it's negative. Most of the time, its job is to pull us into low vibration energy, pull us down. So a lot of times, you know, with a guy, if he sees a girl he's attracted to, and it says, oh, I should, you know, make contact. I should introduce myself. I should go over there and say hi. Well, that's the high vibration energy saying, yeah, an opportunity here to meet somebody, to expand your life, to create some happiness, maybe some camp companionship. So you go, yeah, okay. And then you take your first step and this guy crops up and says, wait a minute, she might reject you. She might say you're not good enough. Remember all the other girls that said that to you? You don't want to go over there. You're going to be hurt. If you go over there, you're going to suffer, you're going to have pain. Well, if I got that going on, am I going to go over there? If all of a sudden I got this low vibration energy attack, I'm not going over there. I'm going to stay away from that. And you see, that's how the energies rob us of our lives. It tries to create a false narrative, false evidence appearing as real. So instead of going, well, just think positive. You know, just think positive. Just imagine everything's going to work out great. Well, when you're feeling this energy, see, energy is, it's like the iceberg. Energy is 10% above the water, 90% below the water. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% it could see. It was sunk by the 90% that it couldn't see. So I have a saying that says that which we can see, we can control. But that which we can't see controls us. And so when we're feeling this fear, this worry, this doubt, that's a low vibration energy controlling us. And if you're like me, I tried everything under the sun to deal with that, and nothing worked until I moved the energy, until I became energetically aware, and I realized nothing changes until energy moves. So you want to become more social? The smartest thing you can do is learn energy awareness training first, so you know how to control your energies and be at your very best at all times. That's my suggestion.
Love that. And to kind of give some more value, let's say in that situation, let's say you're with that guy or girl and right there in the moment, what's something they could do in that moment to at least, it won't fix their life, right? They have to get energy awareness training. They have to learn from the foundations. Like, they're called exercise, called training for a reason. But in the moment, what's something that they can do next time just to kind of see the power of high vibrational energy to get out of that anxiety?
The first thing I would do is I would shift. If you wanted a quick energy awareness training trick, here's the first thing I do. I would shift so let's say, for example, you see a person you want to talk to, okay? First of all, being forewarned is forearmed. If you know yourself and you know how energy works, especially how energy works in your thoughts and your emotions, you're going to recognize that, okay, there's going to be some resistance to going over there. Why? Because it's new, because it's unknown, it's out of our comfort zone. So immediately I would take my thought process and I would put it all the way down into my feet. I would imagine that my brain and my thinking process is at my feet. So what that would do is that would disconnect me thinking. Instead of, I'm up here, if I move this turbulence down my body into my feet, it has a tendency to lower its power. Because this is where all the suffering and all the energy is, in your head. When you're in your head, and you're feeling anxious, worried, down, fear, it's because you are focusing your attention between your ears. When you focus your attention out of your head, maybe your belly button or on your feet, just somewhere else, and you breathe from that spot, you're going to lessen the tension in your head about 80%. So it would look like this. I see the person. The thoughts are going to start rolling. Instead of me getting involved with the thoughts, you know, engaging in the thinking, you should go over there. No, it could be scary. No, but I should go over there. No, but I've been hurt before. No, it's a jungle in there. Get out. Get out and imagine that your thinking process is in your feet or on the ground below your feet. Okay, take a big breath and say, can I just say hi to this person? That's all. Can I just say hi and want nothing from them? So when you shift from wanting something, see, what causes us to stress is we want something. We want an outcome. So when I go, oh, that girl, she's so beautiful. Oh, if she would be mine, I'd be so happy. You're setting yourself up for a low vibration energy. If I say, oh, that's somebody I'd like to meet, get out of my head, start breathing from my feet and just ask myself the question, can I just say hi and want nothing from her? Another to make someone's day, just to share some high vibrational energy. High vibration energy attracts more high vibrational energy. So when I go over there and I'm saying hi, and I want nothing from you, just to say hi and give you a nice smile. And maybe if there's a vibe there, we could talk. And if not, just say hi. That's enough to get to move you forward, because you don't want anything. It's the wanting. Wanting in the dictionary, wanting is want something, but it's another definition of wanting is lacking. So if I'm wanting, oh, I want her, and you don't have it, you're feeling a lack. You're feeling needy, desperate, and this energy will pulverize you if you engage with it. That's why you can't engage with your thinking. You got to get out of your head, because the more you think, the more the low vibration energy is going to pull you down. Okay, so those are two things. Get out of your head. Imagine that your thinking process is in your feet or in the ground. Take a nice big breath. Just ask yourself, can I just say hi to her and want nothing from her? Well, of course you could. How difficult, you could say hi to anybody. And you have no attachments on the outcome. It's just like, you're great, not like that. No attachments, you know, no aversions to anything. You'll be fine.
Awesome. Defining what I want and how to monetize it. It's more of like a business question.
Okay. First of all, I can tell you what misery is, and that is chasing money. Chasing money, chasing dollars. Now, it's good to be an entrepreneur, and it's good to have your own business. But the people who chase money for money's sake usually are not happy, because money is just an energy and an extension. See, what money really is, it's an energetic reward for providing service. So that's why in our society, when you provide a service or something of value or have an item of value, that value is acknowledged by money. Now, people who want to forget that and just say, oh, I just want to go make money. You know, that's where criminals come. You know, they just want to make money and don't care how they get it. Well, let's say you're not a criminal. Well, some people, they do gambling. Somebody was asking me about poker the other day. Okay, these are all different ways, but there's a lacking energy in just chasing money for money's sake. Because you're looking at the end result. You know, you're looking at the end result without the process. And again, money is a reward. It's an extension of energy. So when you do something, whatever it is, you know, maybe you make great baskets or great shoes, or maybe you have a job working at Trader Joe's and you're bagging groceries, or maybe you got your own, whatever you're doing, you're providing value for people. And that value is an energy. The value is an energy. And the results of that energy culminate in making money. So first off, find out what you love to do. What do you love to do that you would do even if nobody paid you for it? You know, I know for me, I can answer my question. I love music, and I love learning about energy and awareness and higher consciousness. Those are the two things I love the most. So I found a way to get paid to do both of those things. Now, in the beginning, I didn't get paid much, right? And I started off as a composer and started building up. And I started making some great money, and then things shifted. You know, my services as a composer were no longer needed because the showbiz industry went into recession. So the energy shifted. Now, okay, what else do I love doing? Okay, I love teaching. I love consciousness. I love healing. Great. I started doing that for pennies. And then pennies turned into dollars. And then because I love what I'm doing, because I actually help people sometimes, and I without getting paid, very rarely now, but I still do that because I love it. The universe says, okay, you're providing value, let me reward you. So provide the value, get reward. Figure out what it is you love to do, find a way to get paid for it. and you'll prosper, as opposed to somebody who's just chasing dollars, because it never lasts. Chasing money never lasts. You may chase a lot and you may get a lot of money, but the energetic structure of that equation is not, it's a short-term hit. It's not long-term lasting.
Amazing. This one's kind of vague, but sexual energy. What are your thoughts on that?
Wow. Sexual energy is the most powerful energy within us as human beings. And like all energies, they're neutral. You're the one in your consciousness who's either going to make it high vibration or low vibration. Now, sexual energy, especially for, I'm talking as a guy here, you've got to learn how to deal with your sexual energy. Part of your awakening and your education as a man, and hopefully as an energetic being, as an advanced soul, you're going to have to deal with your sexual energy. And if you don't run that, it's going to run you. And this energy is so, it's more powerful than any other energies around in the world, because it's the only energy that can actually create another life. That's how powerful this energy is. And so much of the society has tried to manipulate you through sexuality, saying, oh, you know, if you drive this car, you're going to get these girls. Or if you wear this cologne, you know, girls are going to find you attractive. There are even industries that teach guys how to date. We're all familiar with those. And they elevate the sex act to the end prize. Oh, did you get it? Did you close the deal? You know, did you get her? And that's unconscious. And if you do that, you're going to be moving in a low vibration energy direction, because the sex urge is either in high vibration or low vibration energy. So the high vibration energy over here, the high vibration energy wants you to express yourself sexually. And what that is a sexuality is meant to bond people together. It's an expression of communication. It's a gratification of a foundation that's already been created. So what I coach people to do is that, hey, this energy is so strong. If you're not aware of it, it can burn you. And I've been burned by it. You've been burned by it, which is getting involved, which is going in that frequency without protecting yourself. You know, I have a whole course on sexuality and energy awareness that I teach in my program, but I'll just give you the headlines. Become energetically aware about your sexuality and understand that this is a powerful force, that if you use it in high vibrational energy, it can be the greatest thing in the world. In a committed, loving relationship, when you bond sexually with your beloved, I'm telling you, there's no greater feelings ever experienced, because you're transcending the physical and you're moving into the energetic realms. If you're using it to just, you know, gratify an itch, you know, and, you know, get a nut off or et cetera like this, if you discount it, it's more like scratching your back, and in a low vibration energy, it's a sport. You know, it's something that you do, you know, for kicks. And that's how people get hurt. That's how people's energies go down. And that's how people get stuck in the situations that they regret being in. So my take on it is that it's a powerful energy that you must educate yourself about. And I'd be happy to help you do that. Energyawarenesstraining.com.
Amazing. Last one from Instagram, and then we'll move on to the Facebook questions. What's an exercise to put yourself in a state of gratitude, aka high vibrational energy?
Okay. Well, I have I have a lot of exercises that I teach, and I teach in sequence. You know, when people say, okay, well, how do I get rid of all my negativity and move into high vibration energy? That's like being a guitar player and it goes, you know, how can I play the Spanish concerto when you can't even make a chord? I mean, it's like you got to crawl before you walk, and walk before you run, and run before you sprint. But I'll tell you this, energy flows where attention goes. So one important exercise that I do, and that I recommend people do is the minute I'm awake and my feet are on the floor out of bed, even before I get up, I go immediately into the question, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for a new life, a new day of life. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for my money. I'm grateful for my work. 10 things. And what that is, that starts an energetic direction. It starts an energetic direction into high vibrational energy. Then afterwards, you get up, you take a leak, you have some water, and then you start doing the energy awareness training exercise platform that I teach you. But at least that one thing, to constantly be in gratitude, because you know what? Your life's a miracle. My life's a miracle. Every day that we live is an incredible, unlimited gift. And if you don't think that, then you're blocked. You know, if you wake up going, I snug, that you're being played by the low vibration energy that wants you to be anxious, panicking, and aware. Well, go this way. What are you grateful for? Wow, I'm grateful for my mom and dad who loved me and raised me up the best they could. Wow, a lot of people don't have moms or dads, or a lot of people have abusive moms or dads, or alcoholic moms or dads, whatever it is. Find that thing you're grateful for and tune into it. Energy flows where attention goes. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful, you name it. You know, one of the greatest ways to appreciate your life and to be in gratitude is to go through pain. Like, for example, 2 weeks ago, I went to the dentist. And I was thinking about a lot of stuff. And he started cleaning my teeth and he started jabbing me with this instrument. And, son of a gun, man, that thing hurt. Ah! I mean, he goes, sorry, man. He goes, I can't give you Novocaine because by the time it happens, I'll be done. I was in pure misery for about 15 minutes. And then when the misery stopped and the pain went away, I went, my gosh, the ability to just be pain-free. I'm so thankful and grateful that I'm not in that pain anymore. Thank you. And so anybody who is not filled with gratitude every day, I guess you haven't suffered enough. I know that I have. I know that you have. And I know what suffering is, God forbid. And I'm done with it. I want all the good stuff. So remember this, energy flows where attention goes. So whatever you're paying attention to, it expands. So when you pay attention to what's good in your life, first, what's good? What's working? What are your blessings? That energy will expand. And that will help you develop more of a high vibration energy frequency.
Phenomenal. What are your thoughts on food addiction?
Food addiction?
Being able to stop.
It's my view on any addiction. See, all of us are carrying around low vibration energy from our past, you know, from being a baby, childhood, adolescence. We're all carrying around low vibration energy, all of us. And this energy is going to create more of the same kind of energy. So if we don't, and it shows up, again, remember I say it's hidden energy. Well, how do we know it's hidden energy? By the way it makes us feel. So if we've got anxiety, if we've got stress, if we've got worry, if we're bummed out, we're accessing low vibration energy. Now, how do we deal with it? How do we deal with our stress? Most of us just try to ignore it, or we stuff it down. And if it won't stay stuffed down, then we'll use stuff to medicate ourselves, to dumb us down. Pot, alcohol, drugs, food, sex, porn, gambling, you name, video games, any and all of these things, there's nothing wrong with them per se, but they're being used to medicate, to stuff down the low vibration energy. And remember what I taught you about low vibration energy, all energy is always expanding. So if you're stuffing it down or you're medicating it, that energy's still there. It's still inside you and it's expanding. So you're going to need more booze. You're going to need more drugs. You're going to need more food to do that. And it's a never-ending cycle. And low vibration energy creates more low vibration energy. So what does that mean? It means now you got two problems. Now you've got your stress and anxiety, and now you've got an addiction, food, alcohol, sex, whatever. So what my feeling about food addiction is any addiction is low vibration energy. And people, you know, I do a lot of work with people in addictions, and I'll tell you what, energy awareness training is the most powerful thing to combat addictions. Because the addictions are an energy. It's an energy field. And that's a field that you want to stay out of. And once you're aware of how it works, you've got possibilities. You've got options. But if you don't know how it works, you don't have options and you're stuck in the addiction. And the traditional ways of getting rid of addiction are not pretty. Take a long time and 90% of the people relapse. So yeah. If that's happening with you, if you've got any addiction you're dealing with, let us know and contact us, because energy awareness training will be a big help for you in recovery.
I mean, like that, I think we've done three sessions in total. One of the sessions, the first ones, you know, I was really sick. I just had a migraine. The migraine went away afterwards. The second session, you know, I was smoking at the time, and I quit smoking cigarettes altogether after smoking for 9 years and smoking marijuana as well. The third session was after I smashed one of my guitars and kicked the trash can, super drunk. That allowed me to stop drinking, and I've been to bars, and you know, people offered to buy me drinks. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Whereas previously, it was a yes. It was even if I wanted to, with the intent of going to the bar, not drinking, I would still drink or I would still smoke. I would still make my way to the smoking section. So, you know, everyone listening, speaking from personal experience, it really works. And sessions with Glenn, it's kind of insane how it's just left. It's kind of crazy. So thank you, Glenn.
Indeed.
Next question, motivation. You wake up in the morning, you're just not feeling it. What do you do? How do I get motivated so I can actually just feel good throughout my day and make things happen and be productive?
Well, that's exactly what I teach in energy awareness training. When you wake up in the morning, you're energetically vulnerable. Your energy is discombobulated. You're out of alignment because you're making an energy shift from one state to another. And anytime we make a shift, there's an opening that takes place. So if you're energetically unaware, you just try to wake yourself up and take a shower and eat and go to work. What you're doing is you're taking that same energy field that you're in and you're taking it with you as you start your day. In energy awareness training, what we do is immediately upon awakening, we start to recognize where we are energetically on a scale of 0 to 10. 0, you're feeling fantastic, versus 10, you're in high stress. And then we begin the process of identifying and neutralizing any and all low vibration energies. Any thoughts, feelings, emotions that want to pull us, that are causing anxiety, stress, worry, doubt, fear, we neutralize them, dissolve them. And after we dissolve them, we create in that space high vibration energy, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And we compound that energy so that it creates a frequency, a field force. See, all of us are walking energetic vibrations. You might have heard this quote from Tesla that said, if you want to figure out the mysteries and the secrets of life, then you'll start to view things in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So this is what you learn in energy awareness training, how to see things, how to negotiate and recognize all parts of life as an energy, a frequency, or vibration, and to be able to put yourself in a high vibratory frequency every day, so that frequency will create more of the same. So if you leave the house half-assed, dragging, or bummed out, or discombobulated, that's a low vibration energy field. And that's going to attract more low vibration energy around, because energies attract their same frequency. So that's why in the teachings, we never leave the house or start our day without the energetic cleansing. without the energetic platform. And that's the key. So learn energy awareness training. And I'll show you exactly step-by-step on what to do when you wake up and how to get into a high vibration energy frequency. Because it's not something I can just rattle off and, you know, a quick answer. But the ability to be interested and follow through and take action, that's your first step.
Amazing. Getting triggered. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, getting triggered. Well, understand that there's a force, an energetic force, every day that's trying to trigger you. Did you hear what I said? Every day, there is a force that approaches us every day trying to trigger us, trying to take us into this low vibration energy frequency. What does trigger mean? I'm upset. I'm pissed off. I'm reactive. I'm feeling thoughts or energies or emotions I don't want to feel. That's when someone's triggered. And when someone's triggered, what usually happens? They get angry. They lose their temper or they lose control. So what we do every day in energy awareness training creates a protective shield around us, an energetic shield, so that when the low vibration energy tries to trigger us or tries to pull us into low vibration energy, we're protected. We're aware of that. This is why I name my work energy awareness training. You're dealing with energies every day, and you have been ever since you arrived on this planet. You're engaging in an energetic world. And if you don't know the laws, if you don't know the principles, if you don't know how these systems work, then you're walking around in this life blindfolded. And you'll make decisions for yourself that will lead you into suffering and pain, because you can't see the whole picture. You're energetically unaware of how these hidden frequencies are working to destabilize you. They want to destabilize us all. And if you have any doubts about that, if you want to see how they work externally, all you have to do is watch the 5 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news. And you'll see these energies out of nowhere. A war starts here. A disease starts here. A conflict starts here. A shortage starts here. Where does this come from? Energy is constantly expanding. And in this world we live in, we're dealing with two energies, the high vibration and the low vibration energy. And if you don't know how to put yourself, how to stay out of here and magnify this, you're going to have the life that you've had, which is up and down, good, bad, right, wrong, happy one day, sad the next. And you're not meant to be that way. You're meant to be a happy, joyful, productive, fulfilled being. And energy awareness training shows you how.
You touched on this earlier, but someone had a direct question of, you know, what do you do when you have a lack of money? Maybe you want to just riff on that a little bit more?
Okay. So you have a lack of money. So I say you don't have a lack of money. What you have a lack of is ideas on how to provide service or create a product or a value to people. That's what you have a shortage of. So, you know, when I was a kid and I needed money, I had a couple options. I could go to my parents' bedroom. I knew where they kept their coins, and I could grab a handful of coins and put it in my pocket. And I think I did that once, and my mother let me know that that wasn't cool in a very effective way, and I never did it again. Okay, so after that, what do you do? What service can I provide? What value can I create? I'll tell you what happened with me when I was 12 years old. You know, my parents were giving me like 25 cents a week or 50 cents a week for an allowance. I'm like, nothing. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't even buy a Slurpee for 50 cents. Well, that's all we're going to give you. Or I don't know, maybe it was a dollar or something, but whatever, it wasn't much. And I said to myself, I got to go out and make my own money. How am I going to do that? So I asked myself, what kind of value, product or service can I provide that I can offer the public and make a profit on? So, you know, I'm a kid. What do kids do? Well, kids always used to go down to the 7-Eleven, which was about 10 blocks away, and buy popcorn and soda and candy and stuff, right? So I thought to myself, why don't I go over and get the popcorn and the candy and open up a little stand on the corner, and I'll mark the stuff up, you know, at the time, like 25 cents or 50 cents, and everything they buy, I'll make money off of. That's exactly what I did. I got a cardboard desk from my parents, and I went and got the lemonade, and I went and got the bar. I even got magazines. I opened up a store on the corner, and I said to the kids, get your candy here, get your popcorn, get your sodas here. And people would be buying from me. Now, some kids would come across and say, 50 cents for a Coke, I can get it for 25 at Shortstop or at 7-Eleven. I go, yeah, you can, but it's 10 blocks away. And you're gonna drive all the way back where, you know, for an extra quarter, you can have it right now. When do you want it, later or now? They go, now, here you go. I opened up three franchises in my neighborhood, just to let you know. And I was the richest guy on my block. Why, you know? And then other people started doing it, and then I had to deal with competition, but et cetera. For a couple of months, man, you know, I was the richest kid on the block. Was I any smarter than anybody else? No. I just use the energy principles of, instead of going, I got no money, how can I get somebody to get me more money? I didn't focus on the low vibration energy of the lack. You see, that's what we do. We when you got a problem, you're focused on the problem. Well, every problem was created by its solution. I repeat, every problem was created by its solution. So instead of looking at the problem, I go, what's the solution to this? You know, and I ask myself the question, how do I create the value? And I got it. So if you don't have money, you know, or you got a money, you don't have a money problem, you have an idea problem, and you have an action problem. And if you need to have something, hey, if you need to wash cars, wash them. There's what I'm here to tell you is there's opportunity everywhere. There's no shortage of money in this world. And there's no limit to the amount of money that can go in your pocket. But there are energies and that you're dealing with, again, and this energy says, you know, I'm unlimited. I can make as much money as I want. What's the solution? This one says, no, I don't have it. It's not fair. Somebody should give me more money. I don't want to have to do anything for it. I just want more money. You see the difference? This one understands that money is a result of an action. This guy says, no, I should just have, somebody should just give me money, give me welfare, you know, pay, you know, have somebody pay for my existence. And one of them, one energy takes you up, and one of them takes you down. I have a friend of mine whose father takes care of him, and always has. Guy's never worked. Long story, but it's been over 20 years now, and you would think, wow, getting free money every month, you don't have to work. Isn't that the dream of most of us when we're growing up? God, if we can only get money coming in, we can go to the beach every day and we can hang out and we don't have to work. It's, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what it did for him. It destroyed him. It destroyed him because he was getting something that he hadn't earned. And when you get value for something that you haven't earned, there's an energetic short circuit. There's an energy disruption there. Because money is a reward and is an effect. It's not a cause. So now, you know, he has horrible shame and guilt that you know he's being provided for, that he's, you know, on his father's welfare. So this is something that I learned, because I always wanted to be that. I thought, oh, you know, if you don't have to work, you know, if you get free money, that'd be great. No, it's a curse. Free money is a curse. Getting the money that you earned is a blessing. And it's even in the scriptures too. They say, if you don't work, you don't eat. So the key thing is doing something you like to do. And if you do something you like to do, you'll never work a day in your life again, and you'll make tons of money. That's my take.
Brilliant. My kid's father is being a douchebag. What would you say about that?
I would say, why did you pick a douchebag for a husband? There's a billion guys out there. There's a billion girls out there. And you picked the one who's a douchebag. So it's a funny question. Remember this, you guys, and this is one of the things that I teach, that life doesn't come to us, it comes from us. Life doesn't come to us, it comes from us. So what happens is, again, energetically speaking, we have a frequency that we're emitting. All of us are energy sending and receiving vehicles. So when you awaken and you become energetically aware, you realize that what's coming your way is a result of what you're vibrating. So if I'm vibrating, this guy's a douchebag, I got a bad relationship, it sucks, I don't like my life. I'm in a low vibration energy frequency that's going out, it's broadcasting out to the world, and that broadcast is gonna come back. Whatever your energy is, good, bad, or ugly, you're putting it out there, it comes back to you 200%. And the low vibration energy wants you to say, no, it's your douchebag husband that's making you have a bad life. No, it's these circumstances that are making me have a bad life. If only things were different. If only, no, it's not out there. It's generated from in here, from low vibration energy, thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are creating more low vibration energy. So this is why I created the training, to be able to clear out all that low vibration energy that's attracting your sucky life and start moving into higher vibrations, happiness, joy, peace, starting right where you are, not someday, right where you are, looking for what's good in your life and using the energy tools to eliminate what's not good. And that's how you turn the situation around. So if you got a sucky anything, it's a reflection of you. But the good news is that you can change it if you're determined to.
The death of someone I love very much, who could have been my soulmate. What would you tell someone dealing with that?
Well, anytime we lose somebody that we love, there's an energetic opening. And this is so important, you know, when I talk about energy awareness training, you know, no one ever teaches us how to break up or how to lose somebody that we love, you know, whether they leave us physically or whether they, you know, transition or pass away. And what that does is that brings up energy, that brings up feelings, it brings up emotions. And a lot of those emotions are historical low vibration energies that bring up things that happened to us in our past, the upsets, the emotions, the traumas, the misunderstandings. So when we go through heavy, intense periods of energy shifts, that if you're not energetically aware and you're not clear, that energy is going to bring more low vibration energy up. Fear, loss, grief, abandonment. Well, I teach you how to be able to locate those things so you can dissolve them and they're no longer part of your experience. So when you are dealing with some kind of loss, like for if it was your soulmate, everything happens for a reason to us. We're all on an escalator of life. And it's a paradox, because there are things that we're going to experience for us to grow and learn and evolve. So that person who passed away may have been your soulmate for the purpose of opening you up in grief, so that you can recognize, hey, I got some stuff I got to work on. I got some issues and I got some baggage that's holding me down. And if I hadn't lost that person, all this stuff wouldn't have come up. So I say you're right where you need to be. And if you continue on, it will all make sense and you can find happiness again. But if you allow this grief and this low vibration energy to expand, then it can take you down. You know, I got taken down for grief. You know, I lost a girl that I love. I was in a relationship with many years ago, and it went south, and she went away. And I didn't want her to go away, but, we just had a breakup. And it took me 2 years of grief and sorrow and pain to get over her. And if I had been energetically aware and no energy awareness training, you know, I could have dealt with this, you know, pretty much in a matter of weeks, you know, not years. Because the energy, whatever energy you're connecting to, that's the direction you're going into. But if you're unaware, you know, it's like it hurts to lose someone, you know, and it hurts to break up. And that's an energy that you're into. And those energies want to pull you down, want to make you feel bad, sometimes for a long time, sometimes forever. So what I would say to that person is become energetically aware, become energetically trained, and understand you'll have the tools to be able to deal with loss and breakup so that it won't take you down, so that you'll be able to be prepared. See, I don't like, you know, telling people, you know, you're going to lose people that you love. You know, you're going to go through sadness and adversity, but we all do. That's the human experience. And how you deal with that creates the direction of your life. And it's better to learn energy awareness tools before you have to go into the fire, before you have to experience that. It's like what I say, you know, it's better to learn how to swim before you fall overboard on the boat, right? You don't want to learn how to swim, you know, when you hit the water. By then it's too late. So become energy aware now and prepare yourself so that you can handle whatever life throws at you, and you can stay happy, joyous, and free in high vibrational energy.
Amazing. Last question, struggling with separation and soon to be divorced.
Okay. Well, again, that's the separation and divorce and breakup. It's a big pain, you know, and it brings on all sorts of low vibration, unwanted feelings of abandonment, feeling of disappointment, feeling of blame, of shame, of guilt. All that stuff's low vibration energy. In energy awareness training, we teach you how to neutralize the effects of those feelings and emotions. Not to stuff them, not to pretend they're not there, to process them. See, as long as you're processing stuff, you let it come and you let it go. And that's really the secret of being happy, to let go, to release, to disconnect any of the stuff that we don't like. And stuff comes to us every day. It comes to us every day that we don't want. And if you're not energetically aware, that stuff comes and it sticks to you. Disappointment, heartache, sorrow, you know, grief, all that stuff, it's an energy and it sticks to you. And it stays with you over time and it compounds. And, you know, you've heard me say low vibration energy attracts more low vibration energy. So what we do in energy awareness training is we're constantly cleaning, clearing, and cleansing, because that's what pretty much is an important part of our life. We're doing that with our physical bodies. We're cleaning, we're cleansing, cleaning, clearing, and cleansing every day to make sure that we're at our optimal health. People who don't clean, people who don't clear, hey, they're going to have problems. It's the same thing with your energetic hygiene. We've got physical hygiene and cleansing. We've got energetic hygiene and cleansing. And you got to learn how to clean that energy every single day. Because if you don't, it's going to get dirty and it's going to create more low vibration energy. And you're here to be happy. Even if you're going through something right now, I'm here to tell you, happiness awaits you. Joy awaits you. Fulfillment awaits you. Even though it might not look like it's anywhere around, I know because I was there myself. I was in the darkest place that you could be in, just nothing working, stuck, you know, wondering if life was even worth living. And I learned these energetic principles and I turned it around to be living the life of my dreams. If I can do it, you can do it. And I'm here to help you. Both Dante and I and all the staff at Energy Awareness Training are here to help you learn how to do that and to reach your full potential.
Amazing, Glenn. And my roommates just got here, so I'm gonna move this outside. But where can people go if they're ready to step into this fulfillment and release their negative pain and trauma and low vibrational energy? Where do they go? Where's the best place for them to do this, to start their journey, start the process of stepping into happiness and fulfillment?
Well, you can learn about the work at my website, energyawarenesstraining.com, energyawarenesstraining.com. That'll give you more information about how things work. It'll give you an opportunity for you to decide if you want to get coached. I have a coaching staff, so we have coaching appointments available. I'm usually booked up, but once in a while I have some openings in my schedule, as well as my other coaches. You can learn energy awareness training by video module. We have a video channel on YouTube, Energy Awareness Training. So just contact us. I'm happy to help you. You know, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you know, go ahead and send me a message, and either me or my staff be happy to respond to you. And remember, nothing changes until energy moves. So we're here to help you and provide the teachings and the training for you to get to reach your full potential life. And I believe with every ounce of my being, that if you could do one thing to change your life this year, one thing is to study and learn energy awareness training, because it affects everything that you're doing. Everything that you're going after, everything that you're spending time doing, everything that you want to have for yourself is in the energetic realms. And if it's not happening fast enough, that means that your energy is blocked or stuck, and learn how to unblock and unstuck it and move into a place of your unlimited potential. So energyawarenesstraining.com, they can find us there, and on the social media channels too.
Thank you so much for sharing your time and energy with us, Glenn. You've been an invaluable resource to my healing and my growth, and allowing me to get past things like breakup and smoking cigarettes and just childhood trauma I didn't even know was so prevalent in my life. So thank you, and thank you for your work. And everyone, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can find in the description below a link to the website and links to all Glenn's social media. And I encourage you to reach out to him and make it happen. Take control of this area of your life. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, thank you, Dante. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hey, if you enjoyed that episode and you're ready to eliminate and dissolve any anxiety, fear, stress, worry, depression, if you're ready to heal your past emotional pain and trauma, then head to energyawarenesssecrets.com. Once again, that's energyawarenesssecrets.com.